welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness, bonus episode.
I'm your host, Mark, and I'm joined, as always, by most of the Chaos crew.
Most of us.
Hoofs McStuff, our horror.
Ryan playing Propolis Plupopline and everyone else this week.
Man, we're getting real stupid with it.
Man, I did not realize how much we need Rich to rein this shit in.
He really keeps us on track.
You know he wouldn't be as chaotic.
Actually, that's probably true. I think for one shots, Rich is mostly made psychos. So,
yeah.
Thanks for sticking in with a little bonus episode here. We were planning on recording a good chunk of Arc 3 this week, but unfortunately, that bitch Rona got our boy Rich.
Well, there was a series of illnesses, and then, you know, it's the summer as you... Well, when you listen to the, actually, well, since we're getting all caught up, it's still summer.
True. I don't know when this will come out.
This will come out in mid to end of August, I think, we'll
Something
play
like
these.
That. So I don't know. I think this will probably, if we...
2024.
If we can catch up, this might just be a thing we put out at the end of Arc 3.
That would be tight.
But if not, maybe in the middle of it. But yeah.
Anyways, the point is you people.
Thank you.
And we're not going to let you go a week without content.
I know you guys got to get your fix. Got to get that sweet, sweet fix.
Oh, give me that content, Daddy.
So
give
yeah.
it to me.
Let's talk about your characters. What was the idea for character creation on this one? I gave you very little prompt.
Well, you told us we were going to find Gongilla, so I was like, a ranger would probably help with this, but I want him to be a Roger Klotz annoying douche.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's nice seeing Mark as a Kuotoa.
I know. And I never do a voice, so this is fun.
Yeah. It is kind of
now you understand why.
Doing the voice is cool.
Yeah, a little shit with it.
I know I jumped around a little bit for voices on some of the shark men. That's my voice for like beleaguered enemy you guys are fighting. Oh no. It's like usually what I end up going with, but it kind of sounded too much like the sharks. And then at a certain point, I just kind of stopped caring.
Yeah.
I prepped this whole thing in like a couple hours. So it's not really, it's pretty loosey goosey. I didn't know how you guys would deal with dealing with the shark men in the bar. I had a couple of outs for how you would find a treasure map, but the fact that you guys just walked over and were like, we're going to fight them was very
funny. Wait a minute. We could have played games.
I said cards and or bar brawl.
Yep.
They chose bar brawl.
So Hart, I cannot believe you were playing Hoofs McStuffin, a throwaway line from several episodes ago.
Yeah. Main quest.
Yep.
Throwaway bullshit.
Shouldn't have said that there was a centaur that went with
strictly Peepee. Only to know if Toluga knew what a centaur was.
Exactly.
And I had to bring back Hoofs McStuffin.
I love this stupid voice you're doing. It's just a little bit deeper than your regular voice, but the cadence is killing me. Buff centaur bard.
Yeah, I got
19 I'm just envisioning
strength.
A Fabio top half.
No, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. All right.
With like fucking Seabiscuit on the bottom.
Like a centaur on a boat.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid. You wouldn't be able to get your footing at all. You'd be sliding around all the time. But
like, I guess that's how all the horses got all over the world.
That's true.
By boat.
Most of them by boat, yeah.
It's a blast.
The visual of you riding on a shark as a centaur.
Oh my God, dude. I didn't think you were going to let him.
No. It was such a funny visual to me. I couldn't not let you do it. Just so dumb. Just dragging your hooves through the water as the top half of you is just standing up.
No, he said his like haunches are on the shark, so there's just
my
like
horse
two
butt
double horse legs like flopping in
the
front. The
rest of me is sitting up like a normal person.
So dumb.
Can't get out of this voice.
I did really just want you guys to ride around on sharks like jet skis. That was the main. But I think it was like in my head. I was like, okay, so we'll be zooming and doing range combat. But then I also realized like his harpoon didn't have much range on it. So I was like, fuck, I have to loop around if I want to hit them with stuff.
Well, you managed to hit me every single time.
That's true. You did get whaled by every harpoon. Yeah,
you took a fucking harpoon to the heart.
Three times.
A harpoon.
But it was just so funny that it was like the worst case version of what always happens in D&D, where we're all just kind of standing around poking the boss. But like it being at water while bobbing around was so funny to me. Just like it's just the one guy. He can't hit you. You can't hit
We're
him.
We're just doing donuts on the sharks.
So stupid. I do love a little pirate adventure.
Why do you have to bite my nipples, Ryan?
I don't know. I think it's because they were just, I was picturing how much nipple there would be on your top body because you're so rippling.
Yeah.
And that's like where you don't want to get bit.
Definitely not.
Why do you have to bite both of them?
I don't know.
Symmetry.
Yeah. If I bit one twice, you're going to lose the nipple. So, you know, spread it out. Yeah, I haven't done, I mean, I do really like a fun pirate adventure. I feel like a lot of the times when I'm playing D&D, I'm like, and now we're on the high seas because I like ship battles a lot. The mermen, I was like,
the fucking mermen.
I just wanted you guys to have, I like introducing characters in the middle of combat. That's like kind of fun to do, which we don't always get to do really. But the idea of you all just fighting off only mermen was very funny to me. Flopping around on the deck, just stabbing
and feeding
everyone.
Their corpses to those sharks.
Yeah, once I realized you could both talk to animals, I was like, oh, so they're gonna, because I didn't know you guys would have abilities like that when I was building it all. So my initial idea, because what I thought would also be very stupid, was during the bar fight, if sharks just started bursting through the walls to try to bite you guys.
On land?
Yeah. I just thought it'd be funny if they used their shark telepathy and the sharks just like leapt through windows and were just like ruining the bar, flopping around trying to bite you.
No, but we ruined the bar ourselves.
You took it in a very different direction, which was you immediately befriended the sharks because I described them too cool. My fault. I get
you
it.
You put flames on them.
I know.
Yeah, what'd you think? We would just walk by?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you'd be able to talk to them.
Should have made them goblin sharks. Then I wouldn't have talked to them.
They were originally supposed to just be there to be like, oh, there's like bikers inside, basically. Or the shark equivalent. But yeah, these little sahagween guys I've always liked.
They have so much health. I killed that one so easily. I thought the
Baron had mad health.
The Baron had like 70 something, and I think the regular ones had like 22. So
that shatter really fucked them up.
It really fucked them. They each had 2 hit points after they both failed it.
Nice.
And yeah, or something like that. It was close. Like,
yeah, and then he did the extra damage to kill the one.
Yeah, the one guy got a nat 1, and I was like, all right, I'll throw him extra dice on that for funsies, but it was my undoing.
Yep.
Well, it was just really fun seeing you guys play different characters too. You know? You guys have been like in the zone and dicey for what, 30 something episodes now? So
30.
It's been liberating.
Well, it'll be 32 when you listen to this. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if we didn't have to figure be out. A dad or a religion leader.
I know. Like, hey, no responsibility.
The weight of the world has been lifted off Taluga's shoulders.
I'm liberated.
It's also very funny to me too, because we all know who, if you've listened to this whole podcast, that like Gongilla ends up not being some kind of cool sea god. So like this really is, it couldn't be lower stakes. Like, you know, this somehow ends in failure, which is very fun.
Yeah, but as far as Papribulus knows.
Yeah.
He's the guy who's going to save everybody with wetness.
He's 100%
sure. Bring the wet.
He's 100% sure that somehow this treasure map will lead to a sea god that will save the day. But yeah.
Not even close.
Not even close. Yeah. I got nothing. These builds are nuts.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're using the College of Masks bard.
Yeah, so I have a fish mask and a golem mask.
So stupid.
I'm just a regular hunter ranger.
Hunter ranger is really fun though.
Yep.
I haven't really gotten to play ranger.
Me either. I've never played a ranger.
So I played like, in a one shot.
We need to find stuff. I'll be a ranger.
They're fun. They're cool. I love playing the swarm ranger.
Oh.
And just flavor the bugs as like, not just normal, just flavor the bugs as some annoying insect.
Yep.
So like a wave of gnats just.
I do like swarm ranger because you can like ride on them a little bit.
Yeah, at certain higher point. Levels, you can push yourself back.
I played in a like Game of Thrones-y kind of style one shot once. I played a like Draco Warden Ranger.
Okay.
Which was sick because we was like level 15. So I had like a dragon I could ride around.
Oh, I
was
saying, you get like a dragon mount.
Yeah, like a legit dragon mount, which is sick as all hell. But
yeah. That detective one shot, five snakes in a trench coat that I played.
Yeah. We're currently playing an online campaign where Hard is playing 5 snakes in a trench coat.
It's so stupid.
It's been a ride.
Yeah. Stone Monk, Power Hawk, Stroker.
Yes. They each have their own name. And if you don't reply to the right one, they get all offended. It's a lot.
But he's actually a Draco.
Yep. Have you summoned your little pet? In that
there was no pets allowed in the building, so I can't summon the pet.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I asked him, like, our pets are loud. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, Yanti are loud. No, I'm like, no, I have a dragon pet. And he's like, oh,
I'm not a pet.
Yeah, I'm playing a detective in the mystery one shot. Crazy, right? You know, but that's fine.
I'm playing a samurai frog that is completely not equipped for a mystery solving thing at all.
I want the shadow monk with rangers, yeah, multi-class
something.
But apparently there's no dark spots in existence in this entire.
It is really funny because I feel like when you're playing one shots, it's like either you fully lean into the theme or you go the exact opposite route. Like something that sticks out in a sore thumb, like a sore thumb in the thing is also
worth it. I thought there'd be more sneaking, and I'm like, I got a plus 12 to stealth with pass with, and I have pass without trace.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, there's not a single shadow in existence. Anywhere.
Pass without trace is one of my favorite spells in the whole game. But because like once your party gets it, it's like, okay, so now pretty much they're invisible on stealth missions.
Stealth is an option now.
Yeah, right?
Don't worry.
It's going to eventually bite me in the ass on dice situations because I did not realize that the Staff of the Woodlands that I gave to Tallulah.
Oh, I already used it.
It does have
don't worry, Glugloop has it too.
Glugloop.
Yep.
Yeah, you really fucked me with that name.
I'm going to sneak into this treasure spot.
Thank you for giving me Bubble Grunt because that's much easier to say.
Just call me Glug.
I've forgotten. Like, what's the other name he wants to go? I'm just gonna go Bubble Grunt.
I know everybody just calls me Bubble Grunt.
Fun to say.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, this is definitely one of another great Kuotoa name added to the pantheon of stupid Kuotoa names.
I know. I'm hoping Glugloop can come in at some point. If he doesn't, you know,
follow. He's a believer. A believer.
We'll see.
What do you mean? We'll see. He made it back. Hopefully, knock on wood.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. I make it back. But then theoretically, I will have witnessed the explosion of the god I worked so hard to make.
To birth a new god. Bleebly.
Glugloop might be fucking salty about it.
Yeah, we'll see.
We just spent years at sea and you blow it up immediately.
Yeah, but yeah, you know,
it's not going to be a fun ending for them.
It depends if you believe that Bleebly is a god.
I mean, I believe, but does Glugloop? We'll see.
I would definitely like to do more of these little side one shots just to have them in the chamber.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Cobbler and Luga.
Yeah. We're kicking around a couple ideas.
Well, we can do the Cooking Mama fucking Mommying and Crud episode.
We're not doing that. I cannot stretch that into a full one shot.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can because Jeff is now involved.
Yeah, Jeff's on his way.
Oh, I guess that's
the
true.
The Patissier.
You could each play
Patisserie
one of
Chef,
them.
Whatever it is.
We could do like a Top Chef kind of deal. You know,
it's fucking raw.
Yeah.
If you want to hear the Cooking Mama one shot, let us know in the comments.
No, don't comment that. I don't want to run it. It sounds hard.
We did it in the other campaign where Rich and I were judges of the chef.
It's 100% performance checks.
Yeah. It's performance and sleight of hand. I think that's how I did it in the last one. I one time in our online campaign, I ran. Herd's character, again, like much like you've seen in dice situations, just loves to adopt weirdos. So he had somehow recruited.
I got a resume for a goblin chef. I'm like, I'll be in touch.
And then I had to run a Top Chef interview style cooking show.
Yeah, it was an interview for the position.
Yeah, I'm beleaguered. Is that clear?
The groundwork has been laid. Cooking Mama one shot. Make it happen, people.
I also really want to do an all rogues Gort one shot.
Oh, the Gort. Oh, the shadow.
The shadow one shot. I think that would be really fun.
That would be hilarious.
Just a couple other like dumb ones I've been like thinking of. Like a familiar one shot would be funny. Like Luga,
Gobbler
and Lance.
And Lance. That would be kind of funny.
They can't communicate. Well, yeah. Gobbler's on the cusp.
I know.
Once Cobbler gets legs, then we could do that one shot.
Oh, wait. Can't Luga talk now?
I don't think we've...
No, I haven't had the opportunity to do it yet. I was waiting for a rest.
It's coming, though.
Oh, it's going to happen. Coming. The start of that episode.
It is coming. Another spell I did not realize was on the Staff of the Woodlands is Awaken. So, I think we may have talked about it on like one of the last after shows, but yeah, it is...
Oh, yeah.
It's coming.
Luga's up.
Luga's going to talk.
I got to figure out Luga's voice.
I mean, you pretty much have been doing...
You said
common words as Luga.
It is really funny, too, because I was like either doing that or... Because with Awaken, his intelligence becomes like, what, like 13?
Yeah, right? He's going to be the smartest member of the group.
Yes. That's insane. So I could just do like a fancy British accent. Father, I've been awakened. But
Luga,
he's all proper.
We'll see. We'll see. Oh boy, then, it's, I'm not gonna lie though. It has been so fun voicing
also awaken
again.
Lance. Yeah. All our animals are gonna be awakened.
I don't love that for me. But yeah, like I was saying, like having PP back for an
oh, he's so
shot,
funny.
I missed him.
Him healing himself was like, what the fuck, dude?
Ow! I'm dying.
Hit one time, immediately panics.
That's very on brand for him.
He's perfect to look a little. It's just funny because I've made like coward characters a lot in D&D. It's one of the most fun things to roleplay.
It's so stupid.
I love a character that immediately panics in combat and then is not helpful. It's so funny. I played like
Hoofs is literally like slumped over on a shark and bleeding into the water.
Yeah.
I got a paper cut.
He got hit one time. It was scary. It's never been hit before.
Yeah, you've set up that for years we've been lost at sea just being attacked by mer people.
Yeah, he's been letting you guys do handle that part. Yeah, I thought it was really funny to start off with Peepee's journal or his diary.
So stupid. Dear diary.
Dear diary. Almost got carried off by harpies today. I thought she loved me.
Just like writing all his complaints into a diary.
It was. The other option was we talked about on the car ride over where it was going to be Urshan interrogating Peepee.
Oh, and like,
yeah. It's like, all right, tell me everything. He's like, well, it all started when I was in the open ocean.
The Princess Bride style?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was very funny. I feel like Urshan is like built up as this like very scary kind of character.
Yeah, we can't goof him up at all.
I can't really goof him up too much because I don't want it to be like, that is like an interesting thing about DMing like villains. It is hard sometimes to not slip into goofery with them. Sometimes you want to keep them kind of scary, but when the player starts shit talking you, you want to shit talk back a little bit, and it's tough.
We gold you.
You've been golding me. I will not be golded.
Oh, I'm golding you.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm very interested to see how this rest of this little one-shot adventure is going to go.
I can't believe your vicious mockery worked. I've never used Vicious Mockery and had it hit.
I have a 16 DC, man. It's
high.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Yeah. I think I got a 13 or something.
You know what
like
it
that,
is? So. I think
I have a 20
you get it
charisma.
So early,
yep.
And then it's so fucking useless after a little bit that no one ever uses it.
By the time your DC is high enough. Yeah. It's tough, too, because like not a lot. Most monsters don't really have a bonus to wisdom, but you can just kind of roll above it, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when your DC's like 13, it's like, all right, that's
tough.
Beatable.
Yeah, those like early levels of Bard are actually really like hard.
I mean,
yeah.
I made sure to pump up charisma like as high as
We've got
a 20, man.
I mean, it makes sense. Hoofs is so beautiful. Yeah. Max charisma.
I'm just so charismatic, but yet I've rolled terribly on all my checks.
I have no idea where the rest of this one shot's gonna go.
I don't know why Gloog can't hit anything.
Not just you. I was struggling too.
I know. Like, I only had a 16 AC. It wasn't
whiff
that crazy.
Whiff after whiff.
It is very
I have
funny.
A plus 7 to hit.
You're better than me.
And I was missing everything.
Yeah. That just happens sometimes in D&D. We're like, it's like one round, it's like a bit. But like three rounds in, you're like, just fucking kill me. Like, if you're like an enemy.
Hit already.
I know. I should have probably tried to have him swim away, but.
We wouldn't have let that.
That would have been a lot of opportunity attacks. That would have been like six opportunities.
Exactly. That was the thing. I was like, all right, he's surrounded by all these things that can bite and stab him. So we kind of have to just kind of try to fight y'all off.
I mean, he was doing a hell of a job.
He really was. He really was. All right, gang. Well, thank you all so much for, listening to this little excursion away from the main campaign. Yeah.
Thanks for bearing with us.
Yep.
Let us know. Do you like the little one shots peppered in?
Yeah, Mark, take us out if you would.
Well, you know, as always, you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Rate it, review it, subscribe it, do it. Click the little bell. Anyways, I guess we're going to build the god?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, spoiler alert. If you've been listening to the main show, Gangela.
Whoa.
Oh, Gangela.
All right, well, See you in a minute. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.